You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're digging into a surprising trend inside America's dog parks: rising injury claims. Over 4.5 million dog bites happen every year in the U.S., and dog park incidents are increasing faster than any other category. What should be a safe social space for pets and their owners can quickly turn into a legal nightmare. Today, we'll break down why these accidents happen, who's responsible when things go wrong, and what legal options victims have, even when dogs are technically off the leash.
That's really concerning, especially since more people than ever are using dog parks. What got you interested in this topic?
Well, I witnessed a near-miss incident recently that opened my eyes to how quickly things can escalate. Two larger dogs cornered a smaller one while its owner was distracted on their phone. Thankfully, other owners intervened before anyone got hurt.
That highlights one of the biggest issues: owner inattention. You know what's interesting? Studies show that about 60% of dog park incidents involve distracted owners.
And here's something that might surprise people. These cases aren't just about dog bites. We're looking at a whole range of incidents, from overcrowding to environmental hazards. The Injury Helpline actually reports that nearly 30% of cases involve injuries from falls or collisions rather than bites.
That's exactly why having proper legal guidance is so crucial. The Injury Helpline offers free consultations 24/7, which can make all the difference since these incidents rarely happen during business hours.
You know what's fascinating? The legal complexity of these cases. Like, when a public park posts those warning signs, many people think they're completely protected from liability. But that's not how it works at all.
So what exactly should people do right after an incident occurs?
First priority is always medical attention, for humans or pets. Then document everything: photos of injuries, the scene, witness contacts. And here's a crucial tip: take pictures of any posted rules or warning signs. The Injury Helpline's attorneys often say these become key evidence later.
Well, that makes sense, especially since different states have such varying laws about dog park liability.
Exactly. And that's where the Injury Helpline's nationwide network becomes invaluable. They can connect you with attorneys who understand your specific state's regulations. Did you know that some states have strict liability for dog bites, while others follow what's called the one-bite rule?
That must make these cases incredibly complex to navigate without proper legal guidance.
It really does. And here's something most people don't realize. Even if your dog is the one injured, you might have a valid claim. The Injury Helpline has handled cases where veterinary bills exceeded $10,000, and they've successfully helped owners recover those costs.
That's fascinating. What about the psychological impact of these incidents?
Oh, that's actually one of the most overlooked aspects. Studies show that about 40% of dog park incident victims experience some form of lasting anxiety or trauma. The Injury Helpline's attorneys understand this and often include psychological counseling costs in compensation claims.
You know what's interesting? The way these cases can affect entire communities, not just individuals.
Absolutely right. And that's why prevention is so crucial. Like, experts recommend always actively supervising your dog, knowing their temperament limitations, and being ready to leave if the environment becomes too stimulating. But even with perfect prevention, incidents can still occur.
That really emphasizes why having access to the Injury Helpline's free consultation service is so important.
Right. And here's the bottom line. While dog parks can be wonderful places for socialization and exercise, they're also environments where things can go wrong quickly. Having the injury Helpline's number saved is like having an insurance policy. They're available 24/7, understand these complex cases, and can connect you with experienced attorneys who know how to handle everything from simple bite cases to complex multi-party disputes.
So what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
Well, it's simple. Be prepared, stay vigilant, and know that help is available. The Injury Helpline's free consultation service means you're never alone in navigating the aftermath of a dog park incident. Whether it's 2 p.m. or 2 a.m., they're there to connect you with the legal expertise you need.